Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Nintendo Fever Podcast. This is episode 29. We're getting so close to 30. I'm your host, Holly Felmuth, and I am joined this week by Matt Desend.
Hello, hello.
And by Bradley Cragen.
Bradzilla reporting for duty.
Hello, Bradzilla. How's the weather looking over there in California?
It is super hot.
Oh, it is here too, but it's probably hotter over there. I'm in Utah. I'm pretty high up in elevation, so it might just be hotter there.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Ugh. Especially in my little recording studio. There's no fan or any air, so it's just like hot, stagnant. Oh, it's crazy.
So basically, we want to get through this podcast as quickly as possible. Is that what I'm hearing?
No. No.
Okay, well, we will begin nonetheless. Today we're going to be talking about our usual stuff, recent swag, what we've been playing, and we'll end on a feature today. Our feature today is 2D Mario games versus 3D Mario games, so that should be a fun and interesting discussion for us. Plus, we have some listener questions, and if we have time, we're going to try to answer those questions in, like, you know, rapid-fire, one-sentence answer style, so that should be kind of interesting for us to try to contain our answers to one sentence. But let's dive into the meat of the podcast, or at least the appetizer, recent swag. Matt, do you want to let us know what kind of physical goodies you were able to acquire this past week?
The only physical goodie that I was able to get is a very cool one. It's a Super Mario Maker physical in box with the idea booklet, which is just awesome, by the way. I really, really love the idea booklet. I just think it's cool, and it's just something a little extra special. And I got the pre-order from GameStop, so I got a poster. I don't know if everybody got a poster, if you got it from other places, but I got a cool little poster that's a fold-out, and it's like elongated one, and it shows the history of Mario games that are 2D. So that was pretty awesome. And then I wanted so badly to get the 30th anniversary Mario Amiibo, the old school one or the modern one, if I could find either one, and I couldn't find it. So this is not only going to be recent swag, but it's also a cry for help.
Help my recent swag.
Please, if anybody has an extra, if they bought an extra to sell as a scalper, I'll buy it from you, not as scalping prices. Or if you just have an extra because you're like, hey, I'm going to get an extra in case Matt needs one. I'm calling for you great listeners. Please help me try and find a 30th anniversary Mario Amiibo opened or in box. Either one, it's okay. But for me, when it comes to recent swag, it's been kind of slow for me, and I'm going to change that here soon. I'm going to get myself something pretty sweet here sooner than later. But as of right now, my recent swag is Super Mario Maker.
That's a good one, though.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's been so much fun, but I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit in the what we've been playing section, so I don't want to spoil nothing.
Yeah, okay. You know, you should be an RPG fan, because RPGs often come as special editions, and
Xenoblade.
I know, freaking like more than 100 pages in this art book that comes with that game. Just an example.
$90. Here's the thing is I'm married, I have a wife, and I run through my finances with my wife sometimes, and it sounds kind of crazy for me to be like, hey, honey, I know we have three children who need clothes and food, and we need gas in our vehicles, but there's this video game.
And this piece of plastic.
And this piece of plastic and a booklet made of paper, but you know, could we fit it in the budget?
You know, fair enough.
For the pre-order, when you pre-order off Amazon, do you have to put the whole $90 down at once? Do you know?
Yeah.
You don't really get charged for it until it ships, actually. And at that time, you just get charged the entire amount. That's how it works on Amazon.
Huh.
I don't mind it.
Well, that
just
means
plan
I could,
ahead.
Yeah, so yeah. I was going to say, knowing that, because I kind of was worried that I had to drop $90 at that one moment. And I hadn't, when the pre-order went up, it went out kind of out of nowhere. And I wanted to snag it, but at the same time, I didn't know how the pre-order on Amazon works, so I didn't want to, like, buy it and then get yelled at later. But if it goes up for pre-order again, knowing that it's kind of a placeholder, I might try to do something like that.
Okay, I'll take it.
All right, we're getting off topic here.
No,
Bradley!
Anything.
Anything good this week for you, Bradley?
Well, I'm with Matt here. I got Super Mario Maker, but I got to one them up here. I got the 30th anniversary.
No.
Yeah, I got the 30th anniversary 8-bit Mario Amiibo. my local Target had like 11 or something like that. So
what?
I was like,
not bad.
I was like ninth in line. I was lucky Ooh. That no one like got two of them. Everyone just got one, so that was nice of them.
Yeah, that's very courteous.
I also could have got Olimar and Zero Suit Zamas. And I think there was one more Ganondorf, but I resisted because I didn't want to waste my money.
Yeah, you got to make sure when it comes to the amiibo, if you're not planning on buying all of them, like this is, I think this is pretty important. Like if you're not planning on buying like all of the amiibo, or if you're not trying to buy like all the Legend of Zelda amiibo or all of, you know, one certain kind of amiibo, like when you see these amiibo, even if you think it's a good deal or even if you think that, oh, maybe I should hold on to it, it's better to walk away. Make sure you get the amiibo you want to get if you're not trying to get every single one.
Yeah, I was just going for the 30th, but I was tempted to get the other ones, but I already plopped down $60 for Mario Maker, so I resisted.
Very, what was the word I was looking for there?
Thrifty.
Yeah, that's a great word. Very thrifty of you. Anything else interesting this week?
I got a copy of Animal Crossing, Happy Home Designer, but I can't talk about it.
That is still way awesome. I'm so, like, happy for you, Bradley. That is so neat that you're now, like, is there a name for that? Like, you're a...
My uncle works Nintendo at Nintendo. Rep.
Okay.
No,
that's
cool. I'm a Nintendo brand ambassador now.
Nintendo. Well, that sounds a lot cooler than my uncle works at Nintendo. I'm a Nintendo brand ambassador.
I don't know. If my uncle worked at Nintendo, I think I would literally change my name to Matt. My uncle works at Nintendo doesn't.
Yeah. Like
I would legally change my name to that.
It has a nice ring to it.
Wow. Oh, well, that's really neat. Really, really cool. I don't really know how I'm going to measure up to those two bits of recent swag from you two.
You're lying, Holly. You got something awesome.
Yeah, it's okay. For those of you who don't know, I have not gotten Super Mario Maker yet. Sadly, I pre-ordered it from Best Buy so I could get the button set, actually. Because you had to just like pre-order two Nintendo games coming out this year from Best Buy, and you get this button set, which I haven't gotten yet. I will definitely talk about that, obviously, when I get that, which I don't know when it's coming, but...
Wait, what's the other game you pre-ordered at Best Buy?
I'll give you guys three guesses each. Just throw one out there.
Yoshi?
Guess one is Yoshi.
No.
Star Fox?
I'm still waiting for... not Star Fox either. I'm still waiting on the Yoshi's Woolly World amiibo bundle with the green yarn Yoshi to be restocked places, because I'm not seeing it anywhere.
It was at my local GameStop.
Available for pre-order?
Available for pre-order, but sometimes the pre-orders in-store are different than the pre-orders online.
Huh. Well, yeah. So it's not Yoshi, not Star Fox.
Fire Emblem Fates.
No, Ooh. That wasn't an option.
Man.
Is it 3DSs or is it for the Wii U's?
It's a 3DS game.
Okay, so 3DS game.
Oh, Legend of Zelda.
Yes, Legend of Zelda.
Triforce Heroes.
Which you guys aren't getting? Sounds like Matt's a little less than enthusiastic about that
game. I
want
to play it.
I didn't care for Four Swords. I don't have like a group of people to play this game with, and it seems like a large part of the enjoyment is going to come more from playing with a group of people. But then again, there's three of us, Holly and Brad. So if we all got a copy, we could technically go on a Zelda adventure together and do a podcast at the same time.
That would be cool. I've done that before with Super Smash Bros., a podcast where we basically are playing the game at that moment. So.
I've thought about doing that before. Listeners, if you'd like to hear me, Bradley, and Holly play video games very occasionally, this is not like a normal type thing that we'll do, but very occasionally maybe play video games while we do the podcast, let me know. Yeah, let us know. I think that might be kind of cool to do, especially with Triforce Heroes because it is a three-player game. But what is your recent swag?
Point being, Best Buy doesn't ship things as well as Amazon, so blah, blah, blah. I don't have the game yet, because I am getting it in the mail. I did get a game, though, a physical game that I'm pretty excited about, Pokemon Conquest.
Oh!
It's one that I've been wanting for a very long time, so I just got, the cartridge only, although, the person who sent it to me surprised me with this nice little, DS game case. Well, I guess it's not overly nice. It's just a little plastic case that holds 3DS games, but it was a surprise, it was unexpected, and I'm actually going to use it. It'll come in handy. So that was a nice little surprise, but that pretty much constitutes my... Actually, there's one other thing. I'm totally counting this just because it's not physical, but I can still brag about it. Nintendo held this contest for, you know, people who play Mario vs. Donkey Kong, Tipping Stars, Stretch Mo, maybe some others, because they had this week that they called Builders Week. So they had some sweepstakes. I thought, I've been playing Stretch Mo anyway, so I'll just try entering this little Stretch Mo sweepstakes. And I did, and I won $5 on the eShop from
Only
Nintendo.
Five?
Only five. Nintendo's stingy. I know.
Yeah.
Well,
oh,
it wasn't that hard to enter, so I was happy about it. I put it toward a Super Nintendo game on my Wii U called Demon's Crest.
Okay.
So, yeah, I have that game now, thanks partly to Nintendo. It's more than $5. I just added the $5 onto what I had and got it. So, Nintendo. Appreciate it.
That's cool.
So that's my recent swag, and I guess that pretty much covers recent swag for this week. So let's talk about what we've been playing. And I'm just going to let you two take this one over, because you've actually been playing Super Mario Maker, and I haven't. So go ahead and tell us your initial thoughts about it. Keep in mind, though, that next week we're going to make that, you know, our big, big Super Mario Maker-focused episode.
Well,
so.
Luckily, honestly, there's really not a ton of stuff that me or Bradley can either say because of the really crappy unlock system that they're employing in Super Mario Maker. It's really, first off, it's dumb. And second off, Holly, I feel terrible for you because you're literally going to be so far behind me and Bradley when it comes to unlocking things. My question to you, real quick, is are you going to use the clock and set it forward?
I'm going to try and see if that works. Okay. I put on Twitter, like, if at all possible, I am putting stilettos in my first level.
Because I think I'm pretty much ready to jump into my settings and try and jump my clock
fast forward. Time.
Yes, because this is just as annoying. What is 9 days?
Yeah, it's a long time. So the patch is supposed to fix that, and apparently it doesn't really tell you... how to unlock it, but apparently you have to use all the new items that you get each time a new shipment arrives, and then the new items will come early. So I don't know, I haven't tried it yet. That's what I heard on Twitter, so I gotta try that after the podcast.
I've been throwing literally everything. Oh, I'm so frustrated. All I want to do is honestly is make a subworld. I want to be able to go down inside of a tunnel and go into a subworld. Like I'm annoyed that I can't use doors and I can't do that because I have some ideas for levels, but honestly, like, the stuff that I have is too simple to do it with.
Yeah, well, it makes you creative, I guess, using little tiny bit of items.
Yeah, which is fun and I don't mind it, but at the same time,
yeah, you can only works for so long.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta say that the game does look beautiful in HD.
Oh, yes.
All the old art styles in HD looks awesome.
I love how, like, everything has, like, a shadow on itself. It looks like almost like some of the earlier... Well, okay, so sadly, to make, I only have, you know, Mario Brothers and New Super Mario Brothers U, but when I played, like, the demo stages or other people's stages, it's really cool because I'm able to... like, Mario 3 almost looks like a paper cutout. It honestly looks like the most beautiful Paper Mario game there's ever been, is what it looks like to me.
Even the original Super Mario Bros. Looks awesome.
Oh, yeah. Very, very cool.
What else is there to say? I do have to say that the no ghosting effect, which helps you judge where to put blocks, not having that at the very beginning, but having to unlock it is kind of annoying. It's kind of stupid.
Yes. I agree with that. I think that there's certain tools that I feel like should have been available, like, even if they didn't want to allow us to use all the blocks and all the, like, different enemies and power-ups, that's kind of understandable. I can understand why they're doing it like that. But, like, sound effects and ghosting and subworlds, because that's what I really want badly, and using the different art styles, like, those things I feel like they should have been available directly from the get-go. Like, I don't understand necessarily why those things weren't available. That it just seems odd to me.
Yeah, we got to try out the patch like using all the items and see if that helps. We gotta try that, Matt.
I threw everything and I ran through my level and it didn't do nothing.
You did the one-up thing? You put the one-up in there?
I even put the one-up in there.
Uh-uh. Maybe you have to wait like 15 minutes. I don't know.
Or five. Or I don't know. I'm just looking at Twitter right now.
You know, and the other thing that kind of bugs me about the waiting the 9 days thing.
You have to spend 5 minutes in create mode, according to someone. I don't know, man. This seems odd to me.
It is, but here's the other thing that bothered me about the 9 day wait period is the fact that like other people that have been ambassadors before, like Bradley or reviewers or big name websites, they got the game a lot earlier. And even though all their levels were erased from when the game went live, they still have all the things accessible. So if you go online to go and check out what's available online right now, there's people that have already created these giant Magnus Opus. Like, how are us as creators that didn't have the game available early and we don't have all the cool things to upload, how are we supposed to get our levels out there when these guys are already so far advanced? Like, that bothers me just a little bit, honestly.
So you're just worried you're never going to be one of those, like, creators that people follow because...
I don't care about that necessarily. I just feel like it's an unfair advantage, especially because I get to play all these really cool levels with all this really cool content that I have no availability to create with.
Patience, yeah, Matt. That
makes patience. No patience. Yeah. Stop telling me to be calm.
I'm guessing next week your opinions are going to be a little different. That's just my guess.
According to this, if I wait between 15 minutes and 2 hours, then it will unlock. So all I gotta do is never stop playing.
Just leave the game on.
That's a good point.
Oh my gosh. It probably knows if you're not playing it directly, and it's like, you're not playing, so the timer's not on.
We're gonna erase your data.
Don't say that. Jeez.
Don't jinx them.
Oh my goodness. It's been a blast to play, though.
Yeah, and the whole sharing community is really awesome, too, how it's set up and all that.
I feel like, and I don't know if you'd agree, but like when I started playing the online levels, the very first thing that I thought of, and maybe this sounds like a weird comparison, but it felt like going to YouTube. Yeah. Because the levels are so easy to jump in and out of from like one level to another level, and you see this level over here and this level over here, and you just click on it and you just play it or you download it. It feels like I was sitting down watching a bunch of YouTube videos, but I got to play the YouTube videos.
Yeah, and also, like, when you're making levels and stuff, you get, like, little notifications saying people played your level, gave it a star, or made a comment on it. It's really...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome. And also, it will tell you, like, where people died in that level, how many people have completed it, stuff like that.
Cool. The one thing that I know that is missing that makes me really upset is that you can't... There's no way to, like, share levels with your friend list friends. No, like, in the game. I mean, obviously, you can send codes to people, but...
Yeah. Nope, it's all basically in-game codes, like friend codes. Like, yeah, I don't care for that either, personally.
Kind of makes sense, though, just because there might be multiple levels with the same name.
I agree with that, but I just don't agree that... There needs to be an easier system in place than using, like, a 15-digit code.
Yeah.
You know, Nintendo has been doing a lot of really good positive things about... You know, just the way that they've done recently, they're different, like, what's it called? You know, like, their friend system for, like, Smash Brothers or playing Mario Kart Online. Like, they've been doing a pretty good job with their online infrastructure as of late. And this game, well, I don't think it feels like a step backwards in a lot of respects. There are some ways that I do feel like it is slightly upside down.
Yeah, because, like, how hard would it be to just make it so that you can go look at the levels that your friendless friends have created? Like, just make that one of the ways of browsing through playable levels.
You can follow people.
That is a good point. Can you, like, search for their username?
Yeah, you follow their... and it'll tell you, like, when they upload a new level and stuff like that.
You have to go to their level first. Like, you have to enter the 15-digit code, and then after you do that, you can go play their level, and then after you play their level... Then you're able to go and check out their you can follow them off of that.
Yeah. So I guess you can do it that way with your friends.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Have you used Pac-Man?
Used what?
Have you? Okay. So now we got to talk about the Amiibo support because it's pretty awesome. Have you used Pac-Man in this game yet?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Stop what you're doing and do that right now because when you run. When you run, he turns into the Pac-Man from the game where he's doing ma 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 ma.
Oh, wait, he does?
Yeah.
Yes, and when you push down, he looks like he has his mouth wide open, facing upwards, like he's about to die.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then if you push up, he's holding a strawberry.
All the amiibo costumes are awesome.
He might be the best amiibo costume.
So we had a question from one of our friends on Twitter, basically asking, like, what amiibo are you scanning first, or what amiibo did you scan first? So what amiibo did you guys scan first?
My first one.
Wasted no time.
Oh, well, I just tested it out. I used Pac-Man as my first one.
Okay.
Oh, well, I had to go with the one that I was pretty darn, my main in Smash Brothers for sure, and I went with Ike. And Ike is adorable, and I love playing as him because he's just awesome, and he's Ike, so yeah, it's been awesome. Awesome,
yeah.
Ike.
Yeah.
All of the above for me except with Lucina, including the main in Smash Brothers too, so... that's the first one I'm scanning for sure. So, now that we're done kind of talking about what we've been playing...
Well, before we go into the next section, we should mention, you know, talk about the gold amiibo that we're going to be giving away.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point
now,
to do that.
Obviously, me and Bradley have been playing Super Mario Maker, and we've seen on Twitter that a few of you guys have also been playing Super Mario Maker, which is awesome, as we requested and asked for. Please share your moments with us during when you went and bought the game. It was really cool to see all that stuff. But if you'd like to win a gold Mario amiibo... I don't know if it's still in the box or not, but our really good friend on Twitter and a very, very loyal listener to the podcast, Rose F. Death on Twitter, he's going to help us give away a gold Mario amiibo. And it's very simple and easy to enter this. All you have to do is make a stage on Super Mario Maker and then send it to our podcast email, which is Nintendo Fever. Wait, no, it's podcast@nintendofever.com. Sorry.
Yes.
Send us the code so we can go and check it out. We'll play it, we'll judge it, and we'll rate it one stage per person. And we want to see, you know, as many people as possible. So we're going to be tweeting about this, obviously, throughout the week. Please share it as much as you can because we want to get this a big competition. I know you probably don't want a big competition because you want to be the only one in it. But we want to see a lot of entries because it'll be a lot funner that way for us and hopefully for you guys too. But if you want your chance to win a gold Mario amiibo, create a stage, send us that stage via email podcast@nintendofever.com, and then we'll play it and judge it.
Yeah, and don't panic too much about the tool unlocking system. You still have quite a bit of time, as long as you're listening to this podcast in a timely manner. The last day we will be accepting entries is the 19th of September, which is about 5 days after the podcast should be released. So for those of you who have already been creating levels, and even for those of you who are just getting the game, don't worry too much about it, so long as it's still early in the week.
Yeah, you can just break the game and do the time skip.
Yeah, feel free to do that. We don't mind. Do what you gotta do to make the best level. You can pick whichever style of the game that you would like. And again, don't forget to send us those codes at podcast@nintendofever.com. Rose F. Death, being a bit less biased of a party in this whole equation, is actually going to be one of the judges in this, so don't worry about us being all like, ooh, that listener really is nice to us, so maybe we should pick that level. We're going to try to be as unbiased as possible, but we've also got a little system in place to make it not too, you know, unfair.
You know, at the end of the day, we're really, mainly more than anything, we're looking for just a really fun Super Mario level. I mean, honestly, like, I wouldn't worry too much about our bias because it's hard for me to think of a person when I'm playing Super Mario Brothers. And as long as the level's amazing, that's all I'm going to personally think about is just, oh my gosh, this level is bonkers, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Same goes for me and Bradley, apparently. So, yeah. Please do enter that contest. And, I mean, I can't think of anyone who would want to miss the opportunity to get a gold Mario amiibo. So.
Still very rare and hard to find. So this is, yeah, this is a good one to win. I feel like some of the other ones you might be able to find one day. This one, probably not.
Yeah. Okay, so with that out of the way, let's talk a little bit about Nintendo news, because we had a couple of good stories come out this week, including one on Pokemon Go. A mobile app that will be coming in 2016, I believe. Is that the time frame? Okay, so next year, Pokemon Go is going to hit smartphones around the world.
And Holly can play it, because she's got a smartphone.
I do! Yeah. Matt wanted to talk about that, because it's kind of been this running joke on the podcast for a while. It was like, Holly doesn't have a smartphone, what are we going to do?
Well, now that you have one, is it not the coolest thing ever? Whatever.
It's convenient. I really like using it for social media and things like that. It has been really nice to have, but it hasn't blown my mind. I'm just glad to have something that I can play future Nintendo mobile games on, so.
Did you download Pokemon Shuffle?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I'm good just having that on my 3DS, honestly.
No, it goes with me everywhere.
Eh.
What? You're not a Pokemon Shuffle fan.
No, I'll just stick with Pac-Man 256.
That's pretty awesome, too, not gonna lie.
I will just get Pokemon Go, thank you. And whatever else DNA puts out for Nintendo.
What are you guys expecting from this Pokemon Go game? I mean, have you guys both saw the trailer, I'm expecting, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, with like 3 seconds of gameplay?
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not expecting it to be like that trailer, like you really see like little Pokemon places.
Holograms
I don't
everywhere.
Really know what. Yeah, exactly. It's not going to be that way, obviously. I don't get why people are so excited about it, to be perfectly honest, because...
It's like the 3DS AR cards. That's basically how it's going to be.
Yeah, augmented reality.
Yeah. Just on your phone.
If done right, I mean, how much of Pokemon is this mobile game going to feel like? That's my question, because we do expect there to possibly be another Pokemon game in the series. I would imagine we have X and Y. There is a small rumor of a possibility of there being a Pokemon Z game coming out sooner than later, which I personally hope is a crossover with Dragon Ball Z. I think Pikachu could definitely be a Goku-type character.
With spiky hair?
It already has spiky ears, right? I want to see Pikachu go Super Saiyan is all I'm saying.
Screaming for like 13 minutes, right?
Yes, half the episode. But I want to know what this game is going to feel like on your mobile device, if it's going to have those same kind of tropes that other Pokemon games have had in the past, you know, catch them, train them, battle them.
Yeah.
Or is this going to be much more in the sense of like, catching and trading and less on the battle? I don't know. And where is it going to be a freemium game? How much of it's going to have to be paid for bot content? Like, I'm very interested to see what route they decide to go with.
Well, I think the heavy focus is going to be on the catching, trading, and battle. It's just going to be different from regular Pokemon because there's no like actual place to explore. There's no actual region or anything like that. So, there's no story or anything? I'm assuming there's not.
Ooh, that's a good point. I think that it'll be more like you create your own story. I think it's going to be a thing where it kind of will depend on the people around you who are also using it, which is kind of a problem, especially for me. I really doubt there's going to be a lot of people in my area who I'm going to like run into and be like, let's battle.
Yeah, I don't actually like go outside a whole lot, so I don't know if this is going to be my type of game.
That too.
Unless there's going to be like a whole family of Pokemon inside my house, that'd be awesome, but I don't know. I need to hear some more about this game.
I love the jokes that people have been making about, like, what Pokemon are going to appear. All you're going to find are, like, Zubat and things like that.
Everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere there's a Zubat.
Yeah. A bomb of snow is up on Mount Everest.
That'd
be intense.
I'm excited to see what they do with it, is all that we can say right now. I do think Pokemon Shuffle is a very good mobile game. So, given that... that they were able to create that and they did a very good job with it. I personally think so. Like, I don't think that it's outrageously overpriced or they do like these really bad, a really bad job of like, you know, taking your money or anything like that. I think they do a good job with it. So I'm excited to see what else they're able to do. I wish they would stop doing Pokemon now though. Like whatever the next thing is, I really hope it's going to be any other series because
Yo-Kai.
Anything. Because I am out of Pokemon personally. So like that brand does not quite speak to me the same way that other brands do of theirs, you know, other franchises. So I would like to, I really like the game Clash of Clans, for instance. And if they took the idea of Clash of Clans and threw Fire Emblem on top of it or Legend of Zelda on top of it, I would be totally down for that. I think that'd be cool.
I don't like those type of games, like, where stuff goes on when you're not playing. It bothers me, because I'm like, oh no, my town's probably on fire or something. I'm not playing the game.
You should probably That's go odd. Put that fire out.
Yeah, what the heck? That
makes
odd.
Me anxious.
But yeah, I want to... I'd be the same way, oh my goodness, but I just want to hear whatever's next. I mean, come on, Nintendo. We're supposed to get one game from DNA before the end of the year. What the heck is it? Tell us already.
Yes.
Super Mario Maker Mobile.
Oh, not a terrible idea. Not a terrible idea.
Now, they're supposed to be real, like, fresh ideas. Nothing, no ports or anything.
Yeah. So I just want to know what that is. But let's go ahead and move on to our feature now. 2D Mario games versus 3D Mario games. And here on the notes, I basically just listed three of the best 2D Mario games ever made and three of the best 3D Mario games ever made. So I've got under 2D Mario games, Super Mario Bros., of course, the original, Super Mario Bros. 3, and Super Mario World, kind of those three, well, especially 3 and World. Those are the ones that people debate over. Best 3D Mario games, some of those include Super Mario 64, Super Mario Galaxy, and Super Mario 3D Land and World. I kind of combined those.
Yeah, they're similar.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people really liked, especially on 3D Land on the 3DS, that was a really well-loved and well-reviewed game, so
I think it's I like,
right up there.
I think I like 3D World more.
Mm. Yeah, I think I'd go 3D World more overall, but I actually have played more of 3D Land than I have World.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, on my 3DS, it's one of those games that, like, I haven't 100%ed it, but, like, I plan to. So every once in a while, I'll just throw it in to my 3DS, and I'll just play it for an hour every night for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And just work on getting all the gold star, the gold coins in every single level.
It was just so cool, like, when it first came out, just because it was a 3D Mario game on a handheld.
Yeah, just, on the go.
Yeah,
it was very, very cool like that. But 3D World, I think, is a better game overall, I would say.
Yeah. And that obviously makes sense. The hardware is better. The, you know, capability, the technology is just better. As far as, you know, like, 3D Land being a handheld game goes, I think it is fantastic. And it holds its own really well.
And the 3D effect looks awesome.
I would like to state another game for 2D Mario games, and I'd like to hear your guys' opinion on it. But I personally really liked New Super Mario Bros. For the Nintendo DS. When it first came out. I don't know if you guys have a lot of time with it or history with it, but that's one of the games that actually got me back into playing Mario games. I remember seeing the trailers for it or the Nintendo Power spread for it or something like that, and I just knew I had to have this game because it just felt like a return to style and a return to tradition, and I just had to play it.
Yeah, that was... that's a pretty awesome game, but I do have to say I like New Super Mario Bros. U the best out of the what is that? All the new Super Mario games.
Just the new.
The new Mario series.
Yeah.
New Super Mario Bros. U is pretty awesome. There's and New Luigi Brothers is Luigi Bro is also just really, really, it hits hard on, like, let's do platforming the way platforming used to be, or I don't know, it just feels really good.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like you that much, but that's just because for me the new series is actually really wearing thin.
Oh yeah,
so
I'm done with it.
Is the point at which I'm like, oh,
but
not
enough. But if
of
you
this.
Like, but if you don't look at that, if you just put them all side to side, like which one's the best? It's probably you.
You know, I didn't play Wii. I didn't play New Super Mario Bros. Wii, so I don't know how much of that one. I played it, and I so here's the thing: is I played it, but it was really forgettable for me. Because I played it with a friend. I didn't beat it with him, but like we would sit down, play hit this level, that level for quite a while. But like for some reason, I don't know, it just never stuck with me. That game was very forgettable.
Well, it does have one of my all-time favorite Mario levels. It's kind of a throwback to Super Mario Bros. 3 with those beetle things. Like the smaller ones will, you jump on a smaller one and it lifts you higher into the air, and you jump on a bigger one and it lowers you, and like the entire level is made out of those.
Yeah.
Love that one.
That one sounds familiar.
So, okay, so I did beat it. That's the one where the boss stage against Bowser, you're following him through, like, a tunnel of bricks as he's breaking through it,
well,
right?
Well, he's following you.
Or he's following you, yeah.
Yes. And then you get like, the... super giant?
Yes, yes. Okay, mm-hmm. So I did beat that with him. But once again, like, even that boss battle just seems, like, forgettable to me. I don't know, but that one, well, it did not leave an impression.
Interesting. The new Super Mario bosses are pretty forgettable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do each one of the mini bosses and also the main bosses for each world are super easy, which makes them even more forgettable personally. And that was a problem I thought 3D World had as well.
Yeah, except like the final boss with Bowser. That one was good, but
Cat Bowser for the win. But 3D,
oh, I agree with that.
I felt like those three hit boss stages actually felt better on the 3DS game than they did on the home console game.
Yeah, probably.
New Super Mario Bros. 2, you mean?
No, I'm talking about a world versus land. Yeah, I thought.
Okay, gotcha.
Maybe because of the 3D effect? I don't know.
I think honestly just because it felt like a small scale. And it works in a small scale, but when you play on a big scale, you expect something bigger. And those three hit bosses don't feel big. They feel kind of puny at the end of the day.
Huh.
Is what I felt. But I mean, obviously, we're kind of jumping back and forth. 3D or
that's the idea.
Super Mario World
is the best ever.
Is the best 2D Mario game. Okay,
I agree with that.
I love Mario 3, and I've been playing it a lot more during this month for our Mario month for NF Game Club hashtag NF Game Club. But Mario World is just a masterpiece. It's so good, though. I do almost feel like I like the Tanuki tail more than the cape now.
It's easier to control.
I like the versatility of the Tanuki tail, and I like you're able to control it a little bit better. But the leaf is still awesome, not taking anything away from it, but I do like the Tanuki tail, and I actually think I like the art of Mario 3 in a way more than Mario World, but I do like Mario World's look more. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so I'm just
throwing that out there.
Speaking crazy talk now.
I'm trying to wrap my head around that.
I like the style. I like the 8-bit look. It looks like the most beautiful, NES game there is.
Yeah, when compared to the original Super Mario Bros.
If compared to almost anything besides maybe Kirby, honestly.
Kirby.
Like, Kirby. But I think, for me personally, if we're going to go 2D versus 3D...
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting comparison now that we're actually into talking about it. I mean, we decided on this feature a few days ago. Now that we're talking about it, I'm like, wow, how do you compare 2D versus 3D Mario? That's odd.
I love
how about
Mario
we do this?
World.
Which one do you prefer more, 2D or 3D?
It depends on what's the newest game out.
You don't like Galaxy, so...
I do love Galaxy. Mike is the one that didn't like Galaxy.
Oh, it was you?
Mike McSurdy.
Yeah, I love Galaxy. And honestly, Galaxy will always win in my heart because the Wii will always hold such a special place in my heart because it was the first video game console that I bought with my own money. I stayed up for it. And when the first Mario Galaxy came out, I loved it. And when the second one came out, I went to a midnight launch, picked it up, played it like just so much that night. That game means a lot to me. And I will always pick Mario Galaxy 2.
Yeah, I'll pick Galaxy 2, too. That one has a lot of special meaning to me, because it kind of brought me back into gaming, because I wasn't playing games for a little bit, and then I picked up Galaxy 2, and it was so awesome, and it kind of just brought me back.
Brought the magic back.
Yeah.
Huh, interesting. How about Super Mario 64? We gotta include this game. This game has a really special significance to me. I have some really great memories with this game. I remember when our family got an N64 for Christmas, and we had a friend come over. I think they already had the system. They came over to basically show off, like, look, video games are 3D now, and we were all just gawking at the TV screen playing Super Mario 64. That game is so special and so significant and so important to this industry.
The graphics were so beautiful.
It also, surprisingly to me, and maybe not super surprisingly, but it still holds up so well. is the crazy thing. Like, if you go and download it right now from the Virtual Console, it's so playable. And I don't think that many 3D games from the early, from the late 90s, early 2000s for N64, PlayStation 1 and stuff, they don't play as good as this. And that's the crazy thing about Mario 64, is it was so far ahead of its time that there are things that are still catching up to it today.
Yeah, the camera can be a little wonky, but it's still good.
It's still immensely good. And I do love Mario 64. My first encounter with it was on the DS version of it, which was pretty awesome, and I still remember it. And, you know, it is so difficult to choose between all these games. But I do want to say that even though I choose Galaxy 2 over almost anything all the time, I'm going to go with Super Mario World being my favorite absolute Mario game.
Okay.
For me, it's Super Mario 64 versus Super Mario World. And that is a really, really tough one. But I might actually just have to go with Super Mario World as well. Oh, man, that's really hard for me to say.
It's so funny that we're, like, having problems, like, picking which one of these games that we love the most.
It's like your favorite child.
Exactly. Bradley, what's your favorite 2D game?
Oh, 2D. I think I'll go with World.
Yeah. I think that when it comes to 2D games, it's hard not to pick that one, honestly. Like, it's just so good. Even though, and, you know, we didn't really talk about it, but the Game Boy games are also really good.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Mario Land, you know, for the Game Boy, and Mario Land 2, which I absolutely adore.
The second one is good.
The second one is good. I haven't played the first one. I just know it looks ugly.
It's aight.
But, yeah, so Holly, you got to choose now. This is the moment of truth before we go to listener mail. Are you picking Mario 64 or Super Mario World?
Dang, I don't know. I mean, I obviously have already said Super Mario World, but like I said, that's a really hard thing to say.
Exactly. I heard the tension in your voice, so I'm giving
Super
you that
Mario 64.
That opportunity.
Super Mario 64 is one of the most memorable Mario games, if you ask me.
Yes.
It's different. it's different from, it's got a darkness to it almost. It's got weird, unusual levels, like that weird, like, underground city one.
Yeah,
or the killer piano.
Oh yeah, there's that.
Or the first time you think you're gonna go and see the princess.
With the never-ending staircase.
Yeah, the never is, and then
all and of that creepy music.
And then all of a sudden the floor just drops.
Oh, yeah, when you go all the way down the hall.
Oh, that's a different... Yeah, that's a different
Yeah, when you're going
place.
Down the hall, not the staircase. When you're going down the hall and all of a sudden you get closer to the picture and then the picture turns into Bowser and then you just drop.
What a troll.
Yeah, see, exactly. What an unusual game in the Mario series.
It's pretty special, and you can't take anything away from it. But
nope.
I will go 2D and I will go Worlds. Bradley's going 3D with Galaxy 2. Holly, what are you picking?
Oh my goodness, you guys. Don't make me do this.
You gotta.
Lost levels. Ugh.
My goodness. I'm gonna pull a Mike McSurdy and pick Super Mario 64 3D Mario games over 2D.
You've made Mike proud.
Yeah, the Galaxy games, this is gonna not make him proud, I guess, but I also adore the Galaxy games. So overall, 3D over 2D.
All right.
But that does not diminish Super Mario World at all. Super Mario World, one of the all-time great games this world.
Yep.
So
it's got Yoshi, so it's
tough
good.
Tough choices. Yeah. All right. So I guess that pretty much concludes our conflict.
We were all over the place, but...
Our special feature, but hey, listeners... That's not where it ends. Let us know what your favorite 2D and or 3D Mario game is, and also let us know which one do you prefer. Do you prefer 3D over 2D? Do you prefer 2D over 3D? Do you prefer 3D but you love a 2D game? You know, let us know either by leaving a comment actually on the page where this is posted. Send us an email at podcast@nintendofever.com or hit us up on Twitter. And don't forget about the hashtag NFGameClub as well.
And then
indeed.
Now we need to wait for the 4D Mario.
The one you can smell, I believe, right?
Oh, yeah. Smell those Goombas.
Or is it taste?
Better than Call of Duty, probably.
I don't know.
Call of Duty would be horrible to smell.
Or you can feel the pain.
Ugh.
I don't want to feel anybody's pain.
You get shot by a bullet.
Exactly.
No.
Yikes.
All right. Let's go to the questions.
Yes, listener mail.
Mailbag.
Also, I just want to mention, give us a nice juicy debate on the 2D versus 3D Mario thing again. I really loved the little debate that we had going on this past week on Mario power-ups. And
oh, yes.
What you could consider a power-up or not.
Yes,
so.
Factor and, Green Moblin.
They were going at it.
Green Moblin. And there was another one that jumped in there for a little while, too, actually, that
I'm
joined
scrolling down.
The conversation. It starts with a D.
Does it?
Denvi. Old man Snuffer.
Old man Stauf.
Stauf, 78. He chimed
in. Did Gentis get on that one, too?
I don't remember. Everybody got in on it for a little while. Which
I think
we can kind of all decide now. Maybe I'm wrong, but Yoshi is not a power-up, right?
I think he's more of an item.
He's a character. Yes, item, character,
support. He's a vehicle,
support,
according to Green Moblin.
A support character.
I like the vehicle description.
I do too. Vehicle's a good description.
Cool.
Yeah, well, I think I've pretty much decided on that as well. Although Factor did present some pretty compelling arguments also. Kudos to everyone involved in that.
I was mega surprised at how he was able to almost sway the conversation his way.
Yeah. It's very impressive. So well done. Anyway, so yeah, let's get to this mailbag. We just have several questions from Macaulay Cabah. And I'm gonna read them out. Matt's gonna answer each question in one sentence, followed by me in one sentence, followed by Bradley in one sentence.
Oh boy.
So everyone gets the rules, correct?
Okay.
Okay.
What do they call it in like Family Feud? Fast money?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, this is the fast money round of this episode of the podcast.
Ready,
so
go.
Make your answers real quick, like. So don't forget, Matt goes first, followed by myself, followed by Bradley. So, first question. Which game is better, Super Mario Galaxy 1 or Super Mario Galaxy 2?
Super Mario Galaxy 2 is better, or 1 is better, because it did it before Galaxy 2.
All right, Super Mario 1 for me as well. Rosalina.
Galaxy 2 is better because it took what was great in Galaxy 1 and expanded it.
All right. Good job. We're doing well so far. Next question. Which will you be doing more in Super Mario Maker, creating or playing, Matt?
Well, while I thought I was going to be creating more because of the restriction, I'm definitely doing way more playing than I thought I was going to be doing.
As for me, probably playing.
Interestingly enough, I've spent more time creating.
So I have to like interrupt here. We all consider ourselves pretty uncreative here, is my guess. I know I feel that way.
I feel like I'm decently creative. I have an idea that I'll do okay and maybe make one thing that I feel really good about one day. But I just like the ability to create with my daughter is the other part of this conversation with Mario Maker is... She loves Minecraft. Minecraft for us is kind of a one-player game. Mario Maker to me is going to be something me and my daughter really get into heavily because it's going to be a blast for her to create something and me to play her creation.
Matt, you ruined the flow, man.
Sorry. She's Holly interrupted.
I was the one who wanted this. So Bradley, what are your thoughts on that?
Are
you a creative person?
I thought that I wouldn't be a creative person, but Mario Maker is just so easy to use that I find it... I can be pretty creative.
That's what I've been kind of hoping for, so we'll see. We'll see what it brings out in me, too, but for now, playing for me. So, next question is, how excited are you for Pikmin 4, Matt?
I should probably play a Pikmin game before I can be excited for Pikmin 4.
Okay, I am on a level, or on a scale of 1 to 10, 8.
Okay.
Bradley.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 7?
Okay.
I'm going to throw in a sub question really quick. Do we think this is going to be an NX game? Yes or no? Holly?
No.
Bradley?
It's too hard. I can't pick.
Matt, yes.
Fair enough. Okay. Interesting answers there. All right, next question. What style and theme will you be using for Mario Maker mostly, Matt?
Instead of us all saying our answers in one sentence, I think we should all take a guess as to what everyone else is going to say. So
good idea.
For me, I'm going to guess that Holly's going to be using a lot of Super Mario World.
Yes.
Holly, you now guess Bradley.
Okay. Bradley's going to be using mostly New Super Mario Bros. U?
That's what I think. I think so.
And then Bradley guesses me.
Super Mario Bros. 3.
Yes, actually. That's,
oh, yeah.
Oh, surprising.
I love the art style. It's really cool.
That's why I picked it.
It looks pretty. It really does.
Well, kudos, Bradley. I was going to guess World.
Hey,
predictable.
We all got it right. Just haiku to us.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, cool. Next question. If Mario Maker does well, what is the possibility that Nintendo gives us more in the Maker series, Matt?
I think the possibility is low, but I would love to see a Zelda Maker series.
Okay. I think no. I don't think it's a very good idea to make a new game in the Maker series. I can't think of another series that would work well. Maybe Mario Kart. I don't know.
No, the only one I can... The one that I...
Ooh, Mario
Zelda
Kart.
Or anything
That's a
like
good
that.
Idea.
But yeah, Mario Kart is one, but another one is Kirby. That can work because it's another platformer.
Hmm.
So.
True. So, but do you
good
think
point.
It's a possibility?
Maybe.
Okay.
A low possibility.
Yeah, I don't think the possibility is very high for any of those, sadly. So, next question. With school and university starting back up, how do you balance gaming and homework / classes / etc.? Matt.
Okay, so I'm going to take just a tiny bit more than one sentence because obviously I'm an old man. I have a job. I have small children's. And those children's are the ones that go to school, not me. So with school starting up is actually a benefit for me because that means I get more time to play video games. Where I don't have to worry about my kids yelling at me for other stuff, which is cool. But it does take away from time for me and my daughter playing video games together, which usually the idea is go to school, come home, get homework done, eat dinner, and then we either watch something on television occasionally or we play a video game. And for right now, it's going to be a lot of Mario Maker.
That was a long sentence.
It was, but there was a lot of commas.
Yeah, yeah. Run on sentence.
Yes,
okay, my attempted one question, or sorry, one sentence answer to this. Oh, I don't play lots of games. That's my response.
Except Fire Emblem.
I play when I can't. Fire Emblem and Monster Hunter. And lately, Super Mario Bros. 2, if I can. But I try to stay up late when I can, but I don't always, so I don't play a whole lot of video games now that I'm back at my tutoring job at a college. So,
all
Bradley.
Right. Well, I do YouTube for video games, so I kind of play them all the time.
Yeah. There's no balancing required.
No. Well, if you want to count just like playing leisurely, I guess I don't think I don't do it that much, actually.
Which is too bad.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you and I would be playing Monster Hunter together all the time.
Yeah, I need to play some Monster Hunter.
Sometime soon. All right, that brings us to the end of McCalla's list of questions. So I feel like we did pretty well.
We did.
We should come up with a name for like quick fire questions that people could send us, like so we could answer in this one sentence type style. I can't think of a good name of it offhand, but like
the Nintendo Fever. Come on.
The Nintendo Fever round. But that's the name of the podcast.
It just, works really well, though.
I know, the fever.
The
whole
fever?
We need to have something with fever in it.
I feel like fever's good. I was almost thinking like, you know, bonus time or bonus stage or I don't know.
Bonus round sounds all right.
Bonus round, but does
the
it
fever
sound
round.
Too generic?
I don't know.
The fever round. Okay, I like fever round. I'm not going to lie.
Something like that.
What about Fast Money?
No.
From Family Feud.
We have to have Steve Harvey on here.
I think we should try and stick with the Nintendo theme a little bit.
All right. Fever round.
Survey says.
All right.
Fever round.
I guess we'll find out in the next week when you listeners let us know what you would like us to call this and maybe send us a couple of your own fever questions. I'll just call it that for now. So. You can do that by sending us an email at podcast@nintendofever.com. So this week you have 3 homework assignments. Enter the contest for the Gold Mario Amiibo. Let us know what you like over between 2D Mario games and 3D Mario games. And send us 1 or 2 questions for our fever round.
I've got a fever.
Or whatever you want to call it.
Yes, please do.
So, yeah, send all those things in an email to us. We are, unfortunately, not. We want to streamline this process as much as possible. We're not accepting entries for the Gold Mario giveaway through Twitter. So try to send us an email at podcast@nintendofever.com to enter the contest. You can still follow us on Twitter, though. I'm at Holly Falmouth.
I'm at Only Matt Dezen.
And I'm at Bradley Cragen.
Yeah, and you can also follow at Nintendo Fever, so go do that and chat with us. We love communicating with you. You can also check out Bradley's YouTube channel, one of my all-time favorites. Bradley News 11 is what it's called. So, yeah, go do all of that stuff. If you want to, not that it matters in Super Mario Maker, but if you want to friend request me on Wii U, because we haven't done this in a while, I am Aeroweth, A-E-R-O-W-E-T-H. Go search me and friend request me and say something about Nintendo Fever in your little message. Otherwise, I might just skip over your friend request. And I think Matt probably has some slots on his friend list too, right?
I do, and mine's super simple and not difficult to spell. It's it's just only Matt, O-N-L-Y-M-A-T-T.
Yeah, and I believe Bradley's friend list is sadly full, and he is not taking any requests.
Yeah, but you can follow me.
Oh, that is true. What is your Nintendo Network ID? So our
Bradley News 11.
Yeah, pretty simple.
Bradley, I think you need to kick off two people that don't that are not very active on your friends list, so me and Holly can friend you on the Wii U.
I've already done that with some people.
Well, yeah.
Do it again, because I'm going to be your friend, whether you like it or not.
Like some people that haven't been on there for like months.
Exactly.
I was like, okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, and you don't even remember who they are?
Yeah.
I recently cleaned out my list and took out more than 15 people, I believe, that I played Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate with, who I don't even really remember, so.
Yeah.
I had it easy, though. You probably have a lot of people on your list that you don't really want to delete, so. I don't mind, though. Your internet sucks, and so it's not like we'll be playing games together anyway.
True.
Wait, only Splatoon.
You can play Smash Brothers?
It's time to do to do a Smash Brothers night, guys. We need to get this scheduled with us, the listeners, and just have a good 2-hour block filled with nothing but Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe it's fun.
We got to do something. We got to.
All right. Well, that basically brings us to the end of this episode of the podcast. This has been episode 29 with Holly Felmuth, Bradley Cragen, and Matt Desend. We will see you next week for our ultra special awesome episode 30. Have a good week until then.
Bye.
Yes, see you guys later.